Hello there.
Welcome back. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Garrett. And we're your hosts of Modern Gaze.
On today's episode, we are talking about increasing your vibrational frequencies.
Yes, vibrating high and hard and at the right level that will attract the things that you want in your life. How about we start with a vibe check?
Okay, quick vibe check. Go.
So the vibe right now is...
For you personally.
For me personally, I'm flat.
Yeah.
I'm flat energy.
You need to be recharged hard and long, baby.
I mean, I feel a bit sick. I don't know. I'm just kind of down. Taylor Swift is depressing me.
Oh, yeah. The energy I feel has been very flat.
It's just flat energy. Nothing is really that super exciting right now that is making me want to go like,
oh, yeah. Oh, can yeah. I get a high? Yeah.
I need a good vibrator in my life.
Well, there's a couple of those in the closet, Haney. Girl, just pull them out, charge them up and put it in and there you go, man, girl.
No, not that kind of vibrator. I need like a good source of vibration, the good vibes.
Okay, and who's responsible for that?
Well, me.
Correct.
Okay, what about you? What's your vibe check?
Same, girl. My vibe is low, but we're going to keep it up and energetic and positive, but we will admit that it is low and flat. I am also going to take accountability for that. But it was my birthday last week. The vibes were high. You know, I feel like whenever you start a birthday era, you always have a fresh spark of energy.
Yeah.
April for me was very slow, flat, depressions.
Boring.
Boring. But now I'm like, okay, girl, we're another year older, another lap around the sun. We are grateful. So I feel like that's forcing me to increase the vibes.
In preparation for today's episode, where we're talking about vibrational frequency and some of the science behind it, why we do what we do, why we're attracted to the people that we're attracted to, and how our mirror neurons work. I mean, we're in a very close, tight-knit relationship as my husband.
Girl, are you a scientist right now? Are you a philanthropist? Are you a doctor? Boy.
I do not have any credentials, but I'm going to.
Did you get your university degree at NYC? Boy.
Seriously, though.
I'm going to sit back and educate me and girl right now about the vibrations.
We are both feeling flat, which means we're both kind of feeling the same way. And our vibrational frequency vibes are affecting one another.
I try and increase these frequencies and the vibes in our house consistently.
You do.
We burn the incense. We burn the sage. We burn the Palo Santo. I go in the freaking corners. I put the crystals in the house where they're meant to be, you know, northeast, southwest. I try and do all of the things.
Yes. And it works.
It does work.
It changes my point of view. It changes my energy. I can be brought back to like a really positive place. I'm usually pretty much an optimistic person. Radical optimistic person.
Okay, do
as we talked about in one of our last episodes, where I don't really feel like I need a lot of that, but I still am a human being. I still feel shit sometimes. Yeah. I still get into it like a little bit of a lull and I need to be brought up. And I appreciate that you do bring up those like good vibes. You're always like burning the sage, regenerating the crystals in the moonlight.
Yep. Spreading like your legs, getting the sun, right, hitting that chakra.
Solar plexus.
Yeah, hitting the, what's that one at the bottom?
The solar plexus. I know.
There you go. The seventh chakra as well.
I just need to be tan and then I'm happy. Maybe that's my thing.
Maybe we need some sun.
There hasn't been a lot of sun lately. Today there was sun, but there hasn't been a lot. I mean, living in Australia, the whole environment is flipped.
Global warming is a thing. And it's Earth Day today. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day, everyone.
Oh, happy Earth Day, all you yogis.
So before we get into today's episode, I want to say thank you for all the listeners that tune in to Modern Gaze each and every week. If you are enjoying the episodes, please leave us a 5-star review on any podcast platform that you may be listening to, as well as join the conversation on Instagram and Threads.
Us gays, we just know how to do stuff.
Well, what about Modern Gaze?
That's easy. Modern Gaze, do everything.
Okay, so let's get into this idea of vibration.
Vibration, I love the word. Good vibration.
Let's check the frequency. Where does this vibe check come from? Where does this idea of trusting your gut? You know that the vibe is off instantly.
You have an intuitive feeling. Like whenever you enter a room or you meet somebody or you're going for a job interview, you just know innately.
If it's off or on.
The vibe is off or on. You're either matching the frequency or you're not, girl.
And it's actually a science. So in the concept of vibrational frequency, in both a scientific and metaphysical context, it's specifically talking about and relating to our atoms and what we are made up of.
Ourselves.
Our subparticles and how they are actually vibrating.
Okay.
Everything is energy. Everything is in movement. Everything has a vibrational frequency to it.
Correct.
Our cells, the car that you drive,
the house you live in,
the food that you eat, the world that we live on, everything has a very specific vibration to it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be woo-woo about it. You don't have to be like into your yogi chakra, this, that, whatever. That is legit what it is.
Right.
So when we talk about like vibrational frequency and like, oh, you're just not vibing at my level, or I'm vibing high, you're vibing low.
Yeah.
It's a way of putting some of these things into context. But what we're talking about is like, actually what we're attracted to, what we want to be surrounded by, what gets us like energetically inspired.
And when we're not energetically there, or we're not energetically vibrating at the frequency we want, that will hinder our growth, and that will limit us from attracting and living our best authentic life.
Like, I know that I generally really love and get inspired by specific creative people and like arts and music. And when I get into a routine and I like fall off of the specific things that I love to listen to or watch, or like, I get into this lull. Maybe because we've been so obsessed with Real Housewives and watching like Potomac and like getting into that, and then, you know, getting ready for like the next season that's going to like pop up with Salt Lake City, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, we're dealing with a lot of drama.
But it inspires me that actually the Housewives franchise and RuPaul and all of these fabulous shows, Selling Sunset, you know, Buying Beverly Hills, you name it.
But why do you think that? Think about yourself.
Because I want to attract that lifestyle, not the drama, not the reality television chaos.
It's not your Aries fiery energy
Bravo wants to call and Andy Daddy wants to say, hey, Dan, do you want to come on the show? I mean, call a girl up, boy. But absolutely, I want to live that lavish, fun, nice lifestyle.
It's like the Selling Sunset thing. It's like,
I
want to
live in a nice house with us and our family one day and be selling luxury real estate and have glamorous friends. Absolutely.
Well, that has something to do with mirror neurons. We'll talk about that later. But
okay, doctor. Wow.
I want to talk about the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. And he's a stem cell biologist and best-selling author. And he's conducted extensive research into how our cells respond to the environment around it, the environmental stimuli.
Okay.
His work, particularly in the field of epigenetics, as it's called, suggests that the expression of genes is influenced not by the genetic code itself, but by the environment in which the cells operate.
Uh-huh.
It's like,
so are you saying right now, whoa, wait, let's put it into context. So are you telling me that if my genes and my genetic makeup is not operating and vibrating in a frequency of which it has been created by my mother and a father, then I'm off?
No.
Is that what you're saying right now?
No, I'm saying that you as a human being are a collection of mass and cells.
Genetic makeup.
Right? And you are vibrating a very specific level. You will heavily be influenced and potentially impacted by the environment in which you surround yourself in.
Okay.
So we talk about infrared saunas, self-care,
spa days, massage.
Like, you know, getting into these spaces where you have this extreme, you know, self-reflection and relaxation, and just like, you don't, you can just be in that pure bliss and happiness.
But you see, that's why I love doing a high intensity workout class or a boot camp style or a run.
Right.
Because for me personally, it gets my endorphins going. It gets my adrenaline rushing. And then after that, I am energetically inspired to go and tackle the day. And I feel as though my frequency has been increased. Whereas if I do a yoga or I do a massage or I do an infrared sauna, I feel a bit more calm and a bit more lower.
Well, energy,
I'm a bit more chill.
Energetic vibration doesn't have to necessarily be attached to energy high levels.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you are fueled by your joy and by what's bringing you happiness and pleasure. And that can be a high intensity workout. It can be a meditation. It could be reading a book in the park. It could be whatever, you know, you enjoy.
You know what I've also seen in some of the blogs, as the housewives call it,
yes,
is that when you are engaging in a form of masturbation with yourself.
Yes, by, that's how masturbation
right,
works.
By continually, you know, ejaculating, you are actually releasing your energy consistently.
Yes.
So if you constantly masturbate or ejaculate like 3 or 4 times a day,
yes,
because some people do,
yeah,
you will feel drained because you're constantly releasing your energy. Same as random hookups. So if you're having random hookups, you're still connecting yourself or inserting yourself in another person's frequency. So if that person's frequency,
I'm getting meta now. Oh,
listen,
my gosh,
is vibrating at a lower rate or the vibe is off, then you will feel drained and exhausted after that hookup.
Well, like Karen talks about on The Real Housewives of Potomac,
uh-huh,
the dirty bird.
The dirty bird.
She doesn't want to have chicken anymore because it's actually a pretty terrible industry.
Right.
And whether you eat chicken or meat or whatever your dietary interests are, you're absorbing that stress, that bad life experience of that poor animal.
How did we go from masturbation to chickens?
But we're talking about everything. Modern gaze is about everything,
girl,
everyone. But it is this idea of thoughts, emotions, the beliefs that you have can actually change the biology in your own body.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to this Dr. Bruce Lipton, he argues that the positive and negative thoughts each have their own frequency, and these can influence cellular function. And this concept aligns with the idea that the vibrations that are impacting your physical health and well-being are actually pretty monumental. And this is the way you'd think.
Yeah. Well, they say you are what you eat, right? They say like attracts like. Mm. So there's all of these sayings in society that indicate and reflect that we are actually operating at frequencies, whether we see it or not.
Well, lots of different cultures approach this in a different way.
Uh-huh.
And even like in our own subculture of being gay or yep, being queer or LGBT, like we have our own ways of like talking about, you know, the vibe check in the room.
And even just the way that we live our everyday lives, right? Like those people who are really out proud and authentically themselves, like
yes,
you see them on Instagram, strutting heels, got their face beat, you know, they're living authentically gay. They are vibrating at a very high frequency.
Correct.
And they are attracting their dream life because they're out and living it.
You have a lot of influencers that are being ridiculous, but their vibration is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
And where you're opening from today's episode, like, hello,
yep,
comes from another influencer who just has his click clackety heels and
he
walking
jumps
around and jumps like mass. I'm talking about like giant box jumping, but like on random walls and objects.
Like how would you say it in America? Like 12 feet high?
I mean, maybe that's an exaggeration, but he is definitely wearing 6-inch platform heels, jumping onto obscenely high platforms, risking his life and ankle health.
Correct.
I mean, how he hasn't sprained every bone in his body, I don't know, but it's entertaining and it's fun and he's like really authentic. Or some of these other guys like Ricky Thompson and
mm-hmm,
all these people that just like go out and live out proud and
yeah,
aren't afraid that vibration is high.
And that inspires me. Because how many times have I said that I want to start doing these flips and trips and dips in the morning?
Yeah.
And you know, it gets me out of bed.
If it's going to raise your energy, do it.
It does raise my energy. One of my best friends, actually, she also has a joy alarm and it rings off twice a day. And when that alarm rings off, she has to dance for a minute a day.
Oh,
twice, because it increases her frequency. So at that point of the day, she might be having a shit time and then shake it up.
Shake it up.
Realign.
Like, yes.
And I love that.
Actually, I did one of these workshops with this like self-help guru, Brendon Burchard.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this exercise where you stand up and you literally kind of tap your whole body with your hands,
yeah,
starting at your feet and working up your legs. And you're actually kind of hitting yourself gently, but you're activating your nervous system.
You're waking
and it's
your body
waking
up,
everything up. And then you end it on your, you know, face and your temples and your head even. And like mm-hmm, your blood and your energy is flowing.
Yeah. We do that in acting class too.
It's great. It's yeah, a good general exercise that kind of just wakes you up. Like, mm-hmm, gets you out of funk and gives you a bit more energy, more than like maybe just like another cup of coffee could.
Absolutely.
So many other cultures have different concepts around the flow of energy and how it works within our body or the universe, as we would say. And it represents this non-physical aspect of our existence. And you have concepts like chi, or ki. Mm-hmm. You have prana, you have your chakras. You know, we talk about finding your zen.
And balancing your chakras.
Yeah, so in Chinese culture and martial arts, qi or ki can refer to the life force or vital energy that flows through all living things. In Hindu philosophy or in Ayurvedic medicine, prana represents the vital life force and can flow through your energy channels in your body. And it's regulated by practices such as like certain breath control exercises that we can sometimes do in yoga.
Okay.
In both Hinduism and Buddhism, chakras are considered energy centers. You know, like they're points
through midpoint of your body.
Yeah, they're points throughout your spine of your body, and they all represent different aspects. And they can get blocked, or they can be, you know, confused.
Yeah,
and you need to open them up, or you need to like rebalance them.
And they can get blocked from certain events or trauma or stress. Experiences that happen in our life.
And that's where like meditation comes in, yoga, certain healing therapies that aim to balance this for better health and well-being.
And every chakra has an affirmation. Mm. So like your, like one may be, I am, one may be, I see, one may be, I feel.
Yes.
So you can say affirmations to help open them up.
So this idea of energy and vibration, it's pretty universal. Mm. Like everybody has a different way of looking at it. It can be super surface level. It could just be like, oh, vibes off. I'm not into it. Not my scene.
Yeah.
Or it can be a lot more introspective, or it can be even more spiritual or religious or cultural, you know, and how we approach this concept. So let's relate this vibrational energy to our lives.
To our everyday lives.
Especially our friends, our circle of friends.
The people we surround with every day.
The job that we have, like the people that literally make up our lives.
Yeah, even our partners and significant others.
Correct. So like if we're all vibrating, we're all the vibrators, right? Some people are not vibrating at a level or a energy that is inspiring to you. Mm-hmm. Some are definitely on your level, and some people are way above you.
Correct.
Like it's always changing. It's moving in all speeds, in all directions.
Absolutely. And this is like kind of a PSA moment, but whenever my vibration is low personally,
yeah,
I do not respond to my friends purely because I am not in a good place to have a conversation with them or even just be present for them
okay.
to have that conversation.
So you know you're not going to like be at their level right now. So you're just letting that kind of...
Yeah. I mean, we all know...
You're protecting their vibration.
I'm protecting their vibration, and I don't want to bring them down because I don't want them to say, you know, how are you? And I'm going to be like, God, here's all my shit and unload on them. Mm. You know, like I want to be in a good place, not all the time because we're human.
Right.
But if I'm going to have a conversation with someone or we're going to have a catch up with somebody, I want to be as present and vibrating as high as possible to make sure that that experience together is good.
Right.
And we both leave feeling on a high.
So if our environment and our own emotional and kind of mental position is changing all the time, our frequency is changing all the time.
Correct. Yeah. The frequency changes daily, maybe hourly.
It could be also like the food that we put in our body. Do you have an electric blanket on your bed and you're surrounding yourself with other kind of energetic fields?
Yeah, I know, but I love an electric blanket. You've taken it off. We have a real life scenario that happened to us that we had a air purifier or something that was in our home and it was emitting a frequency that we didn't even know of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of our friends who
was- It was actually a bug. It was like, so bugs don't come into your house.
Yep.
And it was this like high frequency-
Pitch
sound that like no one can hear. No human can hear at least.
But the bugs could.
But the bugs could apparently.
One of our friends who's an energy healer noticed and she was like, what is that? You need to get that out of your home immediately.
It was bothering her.
Because she said that that will cause disruption and disagreements in the household, which at the time, I think we were going through some, you know, conversations where we weren't agreeing on certain things.
Right.
And we were both looked at each other immediately and we were like, that needs to get the F out right now.
Yeah, we literally unplugged it and then destroyed
it.
Yeah. So threw it away.
You're right in saying that there are environmental things that impact our frequency.
Okay, let's make this real though. Like in friendship circles,
right?
When we grow up with our childhood friends and we maintain relationships over many decades, mm-hmm. we're all changing and we're all looking for different things. And sometimes we're all in alignment, sometimes we're not.
Yep.
And you see certain friends kind of ghost or drift away.
Well, you outgrow certain people, right?
Yeah, and that cannot just only be your time and investment that you give towards that person. It could also be your own realization that you're attracting and wanting something else. And it could be also that person who might be like disappearing out of your life, mm-hmm. them also realizing that they want something else.
Yeah, it's like, it's not personal, but it's personal.
It's not personal, it's vibrational.
We'll go with that. I like it.
I won't give too many details about this scenario, but this is a real life scenario. Lots of friends, lots of groups of people have group chats. I would imagine that it's not a good idea for you to abruptly and aggressively tell everyone, you guys aren't vibing my vibe. Fuck off.
I think it's great. I really do.
I think that there's subtle ways you can do it.
I think there is so much respect to anyone who does that. To just cold turkey. I mean, I wouldn't even say anything.
I don't fuck with you no more.
I wouldn't even say that you guys aren't vibrating high. I would just be like, boy, bye, block, exit.
Really?
Exit stage left.
Well,
Take a bow, as Rihanna says.
I have done that with some friends that I felt like, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, where I felt like they weren't really great friends to me in times of need, and I really needed them to show up in a way, and they didn't show up for me, and I blocked them hardcore.
Yeah.
And that was a way of me being like, okay, I guess you're not vibrating at the level I need to be vibrating at anymore, and bye.
Yeah. I actually need to go through my Instagram following and unfollow some people.
Why?
Because I'm not vibrating at my frequency and I don't want to see their stuff pop up on my feed anymore.
I think we subtly approach this concept in political elections that were really transformational. I think we've also approached this in
Saturn return.
In the Saturn return. I think that we've also approached this in changes in the laws of the United States and other like global communities.
Pandemics, even during COVID, like during, so many people were like pro this, pro that, not against this, not against that. Lockdowns, masks, vaccinated for your house. You
but
know,
it's a lot of polarization. Polarization also has a lot to do with energy.
Mm.
And we're thinking about magnets.
Like vibe attracts vibe. Right? Like attracts like, right?
Yeah, it's actually quite connected to energy.
100%.
You know, when you think about a magnet and you think about opposites attract, like we have been talking about energy our entire lives and not realizing that we're actually talking about vibrational frequency.
We even learned it in school in science. Like, remember, have you ever like gone to the science lab and you get the water with the emulsifier and you got to put the oil in it and then you like just see it like float around and it doesn't like liquefy. It just kind of like stays loose.
Okay. No, but I'm going with your story. Yes.
Yeah. So it's basically like the attraction, the frequency isn't gelling together. It's just like floating there. So it's not attracting to one another.
Are you talking about oil and water?
Yeah. It's an emulsifier, isn't it? Isn't that right? Or did you got to put an egg in it?
Oh, there's an egg in it now. Okay.
Or is that when you like have to boil the egg and it either goes to the bottom or raises up?
Okay. I'll maintain the science conversation. Okay.
You're the doctor. That's right. Wendy doctor.
So talking about like how we see things that we like in other people and we're attracted to them. You're attracted to, you know, Selling Sunset Girls and some of these Real Housewives because they're living a life of opulence and they own everything.
That honor.
It's actually a scientific phenomenon that's happening within your brain, which is something to do with your neuron synapses.
Oh, synapses.
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 Are they synapses?
It's a synapse.
Is it Australian and a US, I think, situation?
I think it's just a pronunciation difference.
Okay. So when we're attracted to those things and the other people, we have mirror neurons within our brain that are firing and telling us, yes, bitch, when you see someone who is living the life that you want to live,
okay,
or it is someone who has a achievement that you'd like to achieve, they play a significant role in how we connect with other people and how it impacts our vibrational levels. So when we're actually aligning with our friends and the people that we want in our life, potentially like trying to build new circles of friends, we're actually looking at the values and beliefs and energy levels. And these neurons within our brain are responsible for the empathy and understanding. And they allow us to kind of really almost like connect the dots of like, how are we going to become friends with that person? Your brain's kind of like firing in a way that is informing you and helping educate you on how to achieve that.
Is that why we become more analytical and overthinking as we get older?
It can be. Oh. It can be like, okay, like these are the things that I need to achieve in my life, and this is what I really want my life to look like. And you have mirror neurons in your brain that are firing and that are being turned on when they're seeing things that are showing that success or thinking and analytical skill set to achieve something similar.
Okay. But I also feel as though we have to get to that low vibrational point sometimes to realize that that's not where we want to be, to then get and propel to that high vibration again.
No, because according to a lot of vibrational experts, okay, and I'll even like reference Oprah or even RuPaul, who talks right, a lot about this kind of stuff, is that you want to be vibrating high all the fucking time. Mm. Your goal as a human being should be to be focused on vibrating high all the time.
Yeah.
No matter what, vibrating high and having that kind of frequency push will help you achieve everything you want to achieve. It'll help you focus on the things that make you happy and actually live a life that is just joyful and full of all the things that you... Shit happens. Life goes in a terrible way sometimes, but it's allowing your brain and your cellular structure at the foundation to be like, no, I need to focus on how am I going to heal? How am I going to be better? How am I going to overcome this and achieve what I need to achieve through the challenge?
Well, Natasha Graziano also says, speaking of Oprah, she always says, be it until you become it. Mm. Even if you're not it, or where you want to be right now. She always says, she wrote a full book about it, which I still want to read, be it until you become it, which right, means vibrate high all the fucking time until you become who you want to be and living the life you want.
Yeah. And that is connected to her scripting technique of like actually imagining the life and talking about the life that you have before you even have it. So correct, that you are vibrating at a level that should own that and live that.
To attract that to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it goes back to another saying where it's like, fake it till you make it. It's not just that you are being a fraud. It's that you are living that life as much as you can until you become that owner of that life.
100%.
You know, it's like, if you want to have this kind of career and if you want to have this kind of life, you need to start putting some of those aspects and some of those thinkings in place. And even if that means that you're believing it more than you actually have it, I feel like if your intention is pure and your intention is good, you're actually going to better yourself by having that kind of thought process.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to acknowledge that this is like an emotional roller coaster. It is a complicated way of dealing with some of the stress that might be in your life when you're really focused on trying to achieve something different or surround yourself with a different kind of energy or
different build a whole new life.
Yeah. And you do have to lean into the support systems that are available to you. Also lean into your friends that you trust and that you believe have your best interests at heart. And maybe that is family, maybe that's a support worker, maybe that's a friend, or maybe that is another mentor. You know, you can reach out to people who are doing what you want to do until you connect with someone who will give you the time and the energy to be like, yes, I'm going to uplift you. I'm going to give you that motivation and I'll be your mentor. Mm. You know, and there are people out there that are waiting to give back or to share what their knowledge may be.
Absolutely.
So I think that it's important to recognize that as we move forward in our own lives, and as we think about the kind of vibrational energy we want to be surrounded by, the mirror neurons and the chi and the chakras
and the masturbation and other hookups and sexual encounters,
it's important to realize that your vibrational energy is always changing.
Yeah. And it impacts your future self and your everyday day-to-day life.
So it's okay if you're not always vibrating high, but the goal is to seek out those vibrational frequencies that you're attracted to.
And you are the instigator of that. So make sure that you continually vibrate at a high level and you will attract those scenarios and those people and those situations much easier.
Yes. Well, until that happens, keep building the vibrant life you want by owning your authentic self.
Vibe high.